B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
We've all had meltdowns at somebody for something stupid. You've had a lot of them in your head, but every now and then, for some reason, you're having a day, and it doesn't just stay in your head. It comes out that other people see and witness, and sometimes it gets you in extra trouble. So 833-973-0969. You had an absolute meltdown on someone over something stupid. And by something stupid, let me give you a small example. A taxi driver in South Korea is driving the passenger to their destination. And for some reason, the passenger wouldn't stop farting in the back of the cab. And the taxi driver had a little bit of a meltdown and stabbed the guy 10 times.
Oh, my God.
He's alive. It's all good.
Wow.
I guarantee you he'll fart in the back of someone's cab again. So that's what I'm talking about.
What is wrong with people?
The taxi driver literally said, "I think I lost my mind in the moment." That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Losing your mind over something ridiculous. Mm. You just lost your mind on someone over something ridiculous. What was it?
It's funny because all of mine happen in the car.
Really?
It's always road rage. It's always road rage, and it's always something ridiculous where the person's driving too slow.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I don't know, maybe
I want to fight you!
Yeah. It, for whatever reason, I don't know, it just, driving in the car in Boston just gets me so angry. It really does.
Perfect time to have a meltdown when you're driving a weapon.
I mean, you know.
This is, hi, Rachel.
Hi, good morning.
What happened morning. To you?
So, we were stuck in the house, quarantine, whatever. I used one of the food delivery services. I order my food, my drink, and I wait for however long they take, right? So the guy shows up, and all I wanted was a Coke Zero, like all day. I didn't leave the house. The guy shows up without my drink, and I just didn't even eat my food. I cried myself to sleep. Yes. I didn't get my Coke Zero.
Couldn't handle it, man. You needed that Coke Zero.
I get it.
Yo, if Pebbles was like that, like, somebody here would have been decapitated by it now, because every single time
we order food, drinks,
every
anything.
This is usually how the food order goes. Pebbles is like, I'll just have the number two. Doesn't make any changes, nothing. The most basic order. Ramiro, what do you want? Oh, I want this, but with no this, extra this,
right.
None of this, and this on the side. Melissa, what do you want? I would like this, this, and this with none of this. Leroy, what do you want? I would like this, but add this, 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 and make sure it doesn't have this. Okay, cool. We get the food. Mm-hmm. Mine's right. Yep. Melissa's right.
Yep.
Leroy's is right. Pebbles is wrong.
Every time.
Or
it ends up on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Or, that's the time, you know, the timing, they got it right. You knocked it over.
Missing altogether.
Or it's just not
there. In the bag.
Or it's just not there. If you had to, I would bet money if we could make that a game. Like, okay, food's coming. I bet money that Pebbles will somehow be messed up. It's hilarious. This is Spencer.
Hey, what's going on?
What's Hi. Happening, man?
So first, I just, you know, this was from last week's show, but Ramiro, I am such a big fan. I love you, you know, just like, you know, how they told it, don't say hi to Ellen. I just, such a big fan, you know. You said you wanted a fan to call in. I listen to everyone. Oh, I love you, man.
Hey. Don't speak directly to him. You have to talk to him through Melissa and myself.
Listen, and I am also, even though you're not a huge famous celebrity, you're just a common man, I am also a fan of you. Thank you very much. I would shake your hand on the street, even during COVID, because I've done it. Every now and then I forget. I'll see someone and I'll shake their hand and I'm like,
See, you're the one that's going to bring it in here.
Because I'm a nice guy. I don't know what to tell you.
You keep saying it's going to be Melissa, but it's going to be you.
What's your story, Spencer?
So I was on my way down to Florida for work and everything, and this guy that I was riding in the truck with, he was a big gum chewer, and he loved drinking his Mountain Dew. So all he would do when he was chewing his gum would smack his friggin' lips, and it was so obnoxious. Every time he would swallow his soda, he would, like, gulp on it, and he'd be like, dude, are you okay? Like, are you all right, bud? So it just got to the point, I asked him about 50 times, knock it off, and he just didn't. So then one day, it was, like, late at night, I just got pissed. I just punched him right in the face.
Oh, my God.
And then he was just like, what the hell was that about? He goes, I hit you back when you're the one who's driving. It's like, yeah, I've been driving the whole entire time while you're sitting there chewing your gum, smacking your lips, bitch.
Dude, I love this guy.
Your eyes are tearing right now. That was great, man. Thank you.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.